This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. It is a tradition with U.S. presidents in their last 2 years in office, especially after a drubbing of their party in midterm elections. President Obama is pivoting to foreign affairs. He heads to Asia this weekend for a trip that will last about a week. First stop, China. He'll also visit a G20 summit in Australia, Nova Sappho reports.
Among President Obama's top priorities this time around is a 12-country free trade agreement authored by the U.S. and Japan.
There are a lot of very contentious issues.
Derek Scissors is an Asia scholar at the American Enterprise Institute.
Can American farm goods freely enter the Japanese market? The Japanese resisted this for years. Can Japanese autos freely enter the American market? The United States has resisted.
Scissors says resolving those issues would be a big accomplishment during this trip. And for a president who's facing a tough road domestically, it makes sense to focus on foreign policy. That's according to Russell Riley. He's a presidential historian at the University of Virginia.
Towards the end of the term, when presidents are thinking about legacies, they do become focused on places abroad where they feel like they can make a difference.
The timing may work out for the president, as a recovering economy offers the U.S. a renewed leadership role in global trade. I'm Nova Sappho for Marketplace.